Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Wonderful. You?
Good, good. Well, give us some of the highlights. I guess capital spending, one of those, but let you go right ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was there were many things on the agenda, although a couple things were deferred. So it really was like 90% of our meeting was capital, capital, capital. And in fact, I moved it up on the agenda. You know, we typically do discussion and then action, but I really felt like we needed to be at the top of our game. And so I did it right after we took public comment. And the public comment was pretty much all advocating for different aspects of capital, especially the various schools that we have in the plan. So I guess I should start off with the headline. The vote was 8-0, which is pretty awesome. We haven't seen something like that on something so, you know, controversial, and I'm just really excited about that. And it's because I think we all wanted to sort of put forth our priorities, and this is, we went through every item. In fact, there were multiple motions. I was kind of running a spreadsheet, and what I said at the top of the meeting is, again, this is earlier for this board than's ever been done, right, given this new town process that they're asking for. However, my understanding is that this is something that was done sort of a decade ago. And while it was new to us, and so we all felt a little bit rushed, I think it is a very good process because it forces us to look at capital separately from operating. Otherwise, when we do them in the same meeting, you know, it's you can't give each one of them the time they deserve. So very happy with this new process. I guess we'll see as it continues, but that's my initial feedback. So the budget committee did a lot of work, and we had started with originally a proposal actually of $121 million, and then it actually quickly rose to $137 million, completely driven by, frankly, the honesty after getting feedback on how much the rising cost would be for Central Middle School. So that, we basically decided to take an average of 8 architectural firms' numbers, and that was $85.5 million when we originally had a placeholder of $70 million. So that's the biggest driver in sort of the capital that changed from one meeting to another. However, last night we made a few changes, and so the number that we're submitting to the town is actually back to $121 million. However, basically, $110 million of that is 2 schools. That's Central Middle School at $85.5 million and Old Greenwich at $24.5 million. So we're focused on those 2 schools with maintenance, of course, of about $11 million, which I think is important because, as we say, we always have to continue to focus on maintenance in order to make sure that we keep our assets safe. However, we were really, these are must-haves at this point for the maintenance. We were very careful. We moved out things, admittedly, like the track, which is probably time for it to be resurfaced, but it doesn't need to be done this year, so we moved that out a year. The other thing we moved out was there was some work that needed to be done on this at Hamilton Avenue. They have to fix the parking garage. They had asked for all of the money in this year, but we sort of said, well, let's do a study and then see how much work needs to be required. So we made changes like that so that we could really focus on what's important to us. Like I said, in the end, that was driven mostly by Central Middle School coming in at 85.5. But again, we were very clear that that is a placeholder, and we want to continue to have conversations with the BET, with the building committees, as we learn more information. In fact, in November, we will probably have a little bit more information once they pick an architect, but we're not going to really know these numbers until sometime in the spring. So when the BET votes on it, obviously the conversations will continue. That's where we ended up on capital.
Okay, Kathleen, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but how do those numbers compare with what the BET is looking at?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, their guidelines are $100 million for the entire town. So us coming in at $121 is for just the Board of Ed is obviously a challenge. However, I mean, we're keeping the conversation going. That's what we sort of said is that when it comes down to it, these are our priorities, and we need to do Central Middle School in Old Greenwich. And the driver are those 2 numbers. And so, and the other thing is, I should say, is that The town is now putting a 20% contingency on all of their projects. So our original placeholder was $70 million. You know, you add 20% to that, and guess what you're at? 84, right? 85 plus. So we think that we're being as pragmatic as we can at this point. But I also hope that maybe we're pricing this at the top and construction costs will come down. So, again, we're above their guidelines, but I think, I hope that as the conversations continue, that they'll appreciate why we're here.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Continue.
So that was, that. Like I said, that was the bulk of the meeting, an 8-0 vote on that made me particularly happy. We then went into the Advanced Learning Program report. Always great to hear about this program. I think this is one of the things that sort of distinguishes our school district. And just an update on some of the changes in, especially as we came out of COVID, there were more children that matriculated into the program. How is that going? How we're going to change, therefore, some testing, especially as you go from elementary school to middle school. And then there's been a focus again on science in the middle school. There was a time when they did not have advanced science. We as a board asked them to bring it back, and just things are going really well there. So great to hear from the advanced learning program team. And then we went into the enrollment update. And this is going to be, this is particularly important as we turn to operating now. I think we've talked about it, there is a projected decline in our enrollment, which is no surprise, right? That's kind of happening across the country. And especially because our kindergarten replacement rate is negative. We have some big classes right now in the high school, and so we're not replacing them at the same rate in the kindergarten. However, there's also some really good factors. For example, we know that a lot of people have started to move to town, from, of course, with the sort of COVID push out of New York, which we're starting to think we're seeing because our preschool numbers are up. And then just the fact that, of course, you know, there's a lot of housing going on. So while it's showing projections declining, we also think that, you know, we want to be prepared in case we do see some, you know, increases again. So we have to think about all those factors, but of course that will play into our operating budget. We did reduce some sections last year, and I suspect we'll have to do the same this year. But also the population is changing a little bit. Like I said, we have more preschool, and our special education numbers are trending up, and therefore that also requires different staffing. So all of those things will very much be on the focus of our conversations as we talk about operating in the coming weeks. And that was really it, Tony, because we deferred the strategic plan since, frankly, we said none of us could focus on it because we were so focused on capital. So we wanted to spend time on that. We'll talk about that again in November, along with the superintendent goals. And then that was pretty much it.
No Western Middle School soil update? I thought you said every meeting you talk about it.
That's a good point. Thank you so much for bringing that up. And that is, and it's ridiculous that I didn't bring that up. We actually, we're close, but I'm tired of saying that. I'm sure everyone's tired of hearing that. We're just waiting on the state. And in fact, that was one of the big movers that we just took out of capital. We had $12 million in there as a placeholder. But frankly, I think everyone knows that the second the state comes through and says, yes, go to it, we will, and we understand it'll be funded immediately by the BET, that they will give us an interim immediately. So we have some money in there from last year that was allocated to us. And so we know as soon as they say yes, we can get started. But we didn't want to put another number in there that is just a placeholder and hold up capital when we are unsure when this is ever going to be blessed. So that was taken out of the capital budget at this point. However, my understanding is, you know, any day now, we might hear.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah, any day now, right? Yes.
Exactly. I think we're all frustrated, and that's the understatement of the year. So
yeah, and then finally, any general overall reaction from the board or from yourself to the budget guidelines overall, calling for the overall operating budget for the town, or for the district.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, look, these are tough times for everyone. So, but the reality is our schools are important. We need to deliver to our students, and I think that the guidelines are going to be difficult. We are going to do our best, as we always do, to find ways to be, you know, more efficient. But I think that they are going to be hard for us to probably come within. But we will try over the next couple of weeks to really continue to do our diligence that we always have. And we'll see. The biggest factor, honestly, Tony, is where this teacher's contract ends up, right? And that is in front of the RTM on Monday night. And we have a negotiated deal, but it's possible that the RTM will reject it and then we'll go into arbitration. So then I won't know, because that's, of course, the biggest driver of our operating budget.
Fantastic. Kathleen, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a good weekend.
Thanks, you too, Tony. Have a good one.